It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
East down.
Oh, don't say, don't say the song. Because you know, listen.
Oh, come on. You know,
I'm mad at him.
Why?
Because he started flaking. And then it turned into, look at him, you know the word. And then he let you take over. Because I knew.
Mike can still come with us on the bus trip.
He ain't listen, let me tell you one thing I know. Let me tell you. When he told me, yeah, the first time, it was a plan. He went home. And he started thinking about it. And the next time I said something about it, he started hitting me with, huh? And then, that right there. And I'm like, oh, man. And then Joe took over.
All right, let's talk about that.
Now we on a bus.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to let Joe take over. And it took over the whole trip.
That's right.
When he hit me, it did hit me with a straight face. Say, hey, man, we go to Super Bowl. I'm flying. I'm like, damn. I said, seriously?
All right, let's get him on the record.
I might come.
Ike Reese with us here for this hour.
I might.
We are live at Chickies of Pete's, Birds of the Half. All right, Ike, let's get you on the record right now.
What's up, brother?
If the Eagles make the Super Bowl, which we're going to talk about this whole hour,
mm-hmm.
are you coming on the bus? So the plan tentatively is we load up a bus. We'll wait for you when the show ends Friday. Right?
Well, I appreciate that.
The Friday of the bye week in between the Super Bowl, right? So we get on the bus to New Orleans with 50 listeners. And we head down there.
The filthy 50.
All right, and we head down there, and as long as we're there by our shows on Monday for the week, we're good. We got a whole weekend to get to New Orleans. Are you in?
It's going to take the whole weekend,
too,
to get there.
We'll sign waivers. If we lose people, it's all right. Not a big deal. Are you in?
That sounds tempting. It does.
See, here
sounds
you
like
go.
A lot of fun.
Here you go.
It does.
Sounds like it's also something I don't want to be a part of.
Well,
it sounds like it might be a lot.
It sounds like a lot can go wrong too on this trip.
We got to start sending out RSVPs so we get the exact head.
The official head count.
The official head count.
And are y'all vetting the?
I don't think so.
Oh my God!
Well, there are callers, so that's the vetting process.
Let me tell you what happens for the most part.
Yes,
we don't. This is right now, and Joe said,
you taking Chris from Middleton.
Oh yeah, he's on the bus.
This is a pipe dream for the most part. I done had cats roll up on me randomly. Hey, man,
like, I'm going.
They didn't strong arm, and I'm looking like, I'm like, dog, you know this ain't a real trip yet.
Yeah.
Well, when it becomes a real trip, yeah.
It's going to become a real trip.
Are we making sure we check luggage and everything?
Everyone's got to take care of their own luggage.
When I say check luggage, I mean scan it.
Oh.
Oh, you mean for contraband.
Yes.
You know what? We need Ike on logistics. I didn't even think about that.
See? Come on, man.
That's why.
It's the first thing I thought about.
The more you tell him, the more he's not going to go.
Man, that's the first thing I thought about.
That's what happened.
That's a good idea.
When I initially said it, he was okay with it.
Man.
Then he got to thinking.
Man, you know somebody bringing a 22 or a 38 with him, man.
All right, so what we have to do is part of the waiver is you have to agree not to bring anything you're not supposed to. Yep. And then we got to check that. You're right.
It's a butterfly knife, everything. I'm calling out everything. It's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You got to understand our fans. They're about that life.
They're about that action ball.
And they don't know the other people riding on the bus. So something can jump off at any point on the bus. You know, a friendly card game, anything can happen.
You know,
and that's an 18-hour trip.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Shades of the draft we had a few years ago. We ain't got mentioned no name. But the draft, when we had the draft a couple years ago. I know what he's talking about now. You remember, Joe.
What draft?
It got to popping off.
The fantasy draft.
Oh, yeah.
Got to popping off a little bit.
All right, we'll do waivers and we'll check the luggage. All right. All right, here's the deal.
You know I got to be the responsible one.
Well, someone has to be.
I mean that's why I stayed out of trouble.
215-592-9494. Also, Combo.com, we're looking for multi-talented individuals, giving away a qualifying spot today for the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway. All right.
Not to interrupt your show,
Joe. What do you got?
You're driving, but let me just say, I've heard what is it called? Combo.com?
Combo.com.
I've heard Hugh Douglas all day today.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome clip. Let me just say.
Kyle Quinn got to work this morning.
Oh, man. Good job, Kyle. That's a good job, bro.
Kyle keeps me grounded.
Hey, man, listen. You know I love you.
But here
but
we go.
You tripping over these words and trying to get it out, man.
There are so many. You know what it is? And Joe understands now.
That is the funniest. Man, that's the funniest drop.
I speak in stream of conscience, and sometimes I have to do a pivot, a hard pivot within while I'm in
mid. While you're in mid sentences.
Yeah.
He self edits during the
man, because it's a couple times I didn't been on here and I forgot where I was at. And, you know, and I got to, you know. You got to pull it back because, you know, them FCC rules, you know.
Thank you.
So my favorite
is when you say, I got to walk that back after you already said it on live on the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk that one back.
Yeah. Why has Asai Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
Hey, got under my skin on that one.
Another great drop right there, man. That's another great one.
All right, so the whole purpose of this trip here is if we are in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So Ike Reese, 8-2 now, six straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
Has this become a Super Bowl or bust season?
Listen, I've been listening to this, and I understand where everybody's coming with this is a Super Bowl or bust season. I get it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you team's sitting at 8-2, looking damn good, looking like they can certainly challenge the Detroit Lions for the NFC crown as the best team in the conference, which would put them in the Super Bowl. I get it. Expectations should be there. When I say, because I said this yesterday, I believe, when I say I don't believe it's a full Super Bowl or bust season, it's because, say they don't make the Super Bowl. Is everybody's feeling after the year going to be, our window is closed, we need to blow it up?
No. Not mine. And
exactly.
I'll compare it to – now, obviously, the devil's in the details. If they go out in the first round to Jonathan Gannon and the Cardinals, we're going to flip out, right?
Yes.
But if they go to the NFC title game and lose a close one in Detroit, the way I view this window, it almost reminds me of, like, your team in 01 against the Rams.
Yep.
Like, this thing should be open for a few years. Now, I want to win, but I'm with you on this. I mean, Hughes, this is what we're trying to tell you. This is not Super Bowl or bust.
See, and we're so young. We got so much young talent.
But, see, I think, Ike, and I don't want to speak for you, but this is what it feels like. You're speaking as an analyst, and you're speaking in the big picture.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm looking at the, like, as a former player in the now.
You're saying, yeah, we got to win this
because
thing now.
I'm looking at the division.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Man, ain't no world beaters.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, as good as Detroit is, I don't fear Detroit. Detroit ain't the greatest show on turf.
They're close.
Whew. You see Gibbs running.
I get it.
He's playing a different game.
But it's not like the year, for example, when we played the Rams. It ain't like that.
Well, you feel like the Lions are beatable.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like
offense for offense, we got is just as good or better weapons than they have. Defensively, we're probably on par with one another.
Why aren't we scoring as much as they are?
I'm trying to figure that out, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been trying to figure that out for a while.
That's easy to figure out.
It's the passing game.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we know it's the passing game.
Yes. Well,
it's
know who it is. It's Jalen.
Well, yeah, it's like, why he ain't seeing what we see?
that's why the offense isn't humming like you see Detroit's offense humming. I mean, the running games are virtually the same. They just use two guys instead of one. We know the receivers. I love our receivers, but they have some pretty good ones too. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I'm not hating on
it's
them.
It's very good.
They're really good.
Jameson Williams,
who I loved coming out of college.
You got him in all your fantasy teams.
Yes. I wanted the Eagles to draft him. He's more of a home run or he's a boomer bust type of wide receiver. Not going to catch a lot of volume. I think the edge that we have, honestly, is the defense. And I wouldn't have said that at the beginning of the season.
But they lost Hutch.
Yeah, they lost Hutchinson. And I didn't realize we were going to be as good as we are defensively.
Nobody did. I mean,
yeah. Now, we haven't seen an offense like the Lions. That's a real offense. That's we can beat you. And I didn't even bring up Sam LaPorta. He's a damn good tight end.
Yeah, hell of a tight end.
He almost gets lost in the shuffle. They have so many guys.
It's like Goddard. It's like Goddard gets lost sometimes. So I think we match them offensively, but I think we got the slight edge defensively. They have the slight edge, and I don't want people to take it wrong. They have the slight edge in the passing game for this reason. Jared Goff has been in that offense and has a stronger hold on the schemes in that offense. He's been in, 3 years now? This is his third season?
Is it four years now? 2020. When did the Rams win the Super Bowl? 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is 21, 22, 23,
he's been 24. There, he's been there the whole time?
Yeah, four years.
Yeah, and that makes it even more sense. This is Jalen's first year in this offense, and I believe that's why our passing game isn't humming the way it should be humming. But that's also what makes me optimistic for the future, because I don't think Kellen Moore is going anywhere. We're going to have him again next year as our OC.
This is Fangio's last stop.
Yes, yeah. Fangio's going to retire here. He's a Phillies fan, and he's coaching in his home area, so he gets to go to Phillies games all the time. He had to worry about that. He's going to be here. This is why I'm hopeful. If it doesn't happen this year, it doesn't mean we shouldn't expect it to happen this year. I'm just saying if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be at the end of the year like, oh, man, how are we going to get back next year? I mean, it didn't happen for Detroit last year. They knocked on the door a couple years.
And they came right back.
And they came right back the following year looking even better.
Yeah, they looked like gangbusters.
Well, the other thing is we don't have many free agents of note. Zach Bond has become one, and that came out of nowhere.
Oh, man, we got to get that taken care of.
I think this town is going to riot if they let that guy go. I know they don't pay linebackers, but they also didn't pay running backs before Saquon.
Exactly. This may be one that Howie is listening to the people and saying, we got to figure out how to get this done.
Howie, listen.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to let Zach Bond
go. No, so Bond, Sweat, and Milton Williams are free agents, and they're all good players, but none of them are Bond is the one.
Bond is the only one I believe coming back.
And then on the offense, I think the only starter that's a free agent is Mekhi Becton, and they could find another one. Oh,
Goddard. Yep.
But they could find another Becton, and we'll see what happens with Goddard. Yep. But all the stars, they're all
the other
coming
Becton.
Back.
His name is Tyler
Steen. Right, they just plug him in.
Yes.
Yep. All the stars, all the most important parts, the Mailatas, the Lanes, assuming he plays next year, Dickerson. Obviously, the quarterback and the two receivers, they're all coming. And Saquon, they're all coming back. I didn't feel this way in 22 because a lot of that team was older.
It was
mercenary kind of guys. This is different. We got a run going now.
I wholeheartedly believe that. And again, Jalen should continue to get better in this offense. And I think we're going to continue to see more and more of the offense sort of open up. The passing game isn't flawless right now. It's effective at times, and we use it effectively, play action pass, taking our deep shots. But I think there's a lot of meat left on the bones every game in the passing game that we still can get better at.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that, man, because it's like I feel like we should be, and I told this to Joe earlier, we should be at least 14 points in before the second half, at least playing against some of the teams we played against.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and the opportunities have been there.
Yes.
The opportunities have been there. We need to be better in the red zone. We don't throw the ball in the red zone for some reason.
I mean, I think they're one of the lowest in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, we run it down, and that's fine because we score.
You got a problem with it, but.
But
the running game.
We got A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, that passing game is going to have to factor in there at some point. You're going to have to throw the football.
Yep.
Well, eventually teams are just going to load it up.
Load up on you.
Go ahead, throw the ball and beat it. I wonder how much that is because they threw those picks early in the year in the red zone. I wonder if they shied away. We don't want to do that anymore. We don't want to give away points. That could be a part of it. All right, let me throw this hypothetical at you, Ike, and then we'll get to the phone lines here. I've been asking everyone here. I'm curious where you come down.
Okay.
NFC Championship game, it's Eagles-Lions. You could have one of these two things between now and then. The pass game gets fixed, but the game is in Detroit, or the pass game is like it is now, but the game is here.
Oh, I need that game here.
That's what everyone said.
Yeah, I need that game here.
Get the Lions in outside.
Yeah, because then I know I can run Saquon.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We use the play action pass. Hopefully it's about 15 degrees that day.
Golf won't be the same outside in the cold.
Exactly, yes. It's about 15 degrees that day. Real cold.
And it mitigates the passing game. It doesn't have to be as effective because theirs probably won't be as effective.
Right. But it reminds me, the championship game, Hugh, we played in against the Falcons. It was freezing.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was a dome team.
Yes. Yeah. It was freezing. And I think Don only had to hit a couple of passes that game. He didn't – we had to run the ball to win that day. I think we had
Dorsey and B. West.
B. West, yeah. Yeah. We hit one deep ball, I believe, to G. Lou. I think we hit one deep ball to G. Lou, but our scores were in the red zone. The Chad Lewis tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I think B. West scored in it.
Donovan threw for 180 that day.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, only 180 yards. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, get him here, man.
Get him outside. I mean, and that's why the rest of the games are so important to try to get home field advantage. Mark in Delaware is up. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Hey. I just want to tell you the bus trip sounds a good time, but I tell you what, Ike is not going on that bus trip.
He's calling it. He said Ike's not going. I mean, you've been saying this the whole time.
I said no.
Ike's going to meet us there.
Ike, when he started asking for details, I was like, he ain't going. because he did. Because he started thinking, he started thinking about it.
Now, Mark, are you saying that because you're angling for Ike's seat? You want to make sure you get one? Is that what this is?
I don't know if I'd want to get on the bus either.
Well, then you're not invited, Mark, if you don't want to go.
That's up to you.
We'll see you down.
Hey, this discussion about the Eagles versus Detroit, I just want to say, if Hugh's prediction in the beginning of the year and the Eagles were scoring 35 points a game, it wouldn't be a discussion.
I agree. We'd be better.
Yeah, or tied with them. How many points Detroit have?
34 a game.
They blew out a couple teams by 50, didn't they?
They scored 40 like five times. Yeah. It's nuts.
That's unbelievable.
And you know what? You guys had said something about Sam LaPorta. He's having a really bad year this year, so he hasn't even been part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year he was amazing a rookie.
It was great fantasy.
Right.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's been quiet, which makes me wonder, like, is he about to get
is
going
he
too?
Yeah, exactly. So, I tell you, their running game, man, as good as their passing game is, and they got some good wide receivers, I'm more impressed with that 1-2 punch.
Your running back.
Yeah, Montgomery. And
man, Gibbs is so fast.
It's just like some
thunder
and lightning
type deal.
Dude,
that dude in the open field. My goodness, I ain't seen a running back
that
fast.
Did you see the nickname they gave themselves?
Yeah, what is it? Something in
Sonic
Knuckles?
Tails. What's the Sonic? Sonic and Tails.
That's the nickname they gave themselves?
Yeah.
I thought that was something with Knuckles.
That's Knuckles. You talking about Knuckles and Tails.
Knuckles and Tails?
That's what it is, right? It's all from Sonic.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah,
so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, here's the video guy.
Yeah,
here.
That's what I'm saying. When you said the Knuckles and Tails,
okay.
So Montgomery's Knuckles and Tails is Gibbs because he's
Tails supposed to be fast.
Tails is fast. Yes, I watch the movies with my kids. Yeah, I kind of know what's going on.
I'll tell you Tails is the one that he's a helicopter.
Okay, it's like a helicoptery type deal.
Mark, before Hugh goes on a rant about video games, what do you got for us, multi-talented individual?
All right, so my guy, he was Mr. Universe. He was an actor.
Oh, I know.
Governor of California.
It's a good one.
Businessman that brought us things like Planet Hollywood, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger is definitely multi-talented.
That's a good answer. I'd agree with that.
I would say most of these answers are more multi-talented than Hugh Douglas with the acting.
He was smashing his maid, too.
Is that?
Come on, man.
Here, we don't count that.
He was.
We're not going to write that down as one of the talents.
No, I'm just saying, though.
Lots of people could do that. That's
smashing the main.
All right. Josh and Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Yo.
What type of show am I on right now?
How we doing?
Smash the main.
Oh, man. What's up, Josh? What's up, Juan?
He's still calling me Juan.
Well, I want to be Juan, but unfortunately, the Phillies.
It don't feel like Juan.
No, they are getting a meeting, though.
It don't feel like it, dude.
No. I am so pumped. One, because we got Ike in here, and Ike.
Yes.
So, dude, I remember, when we went to the Super Bowl in 17, right? I was this random white that walked up to you.
It was not an exciting white?
Not an exciting white. Just a random white. I walked up to you. As you were crossing from the Wells Fargo over to the lake, I just kind of randomly walked up and was like, yo, Ike, let me get some of that juice, you know what I mean? And, man, the look on your face, you know, you could tell you were ready for the game. And I say all this to say it was awesome to catch up with you. But that day, I've never heard a crowd in our town as loud as that one.
When Patrick Robinson picked that pass off, when he picked that pass off, and that pick six happened. Oh, my goodness.
The game was over right there. That was it.
It was done. And they had already gone up 7 points.
Yep.
And, man, I was like, that pick happened. I looked at my boy next to me, and I said, it's on. And then it just became a boat race, and it was awesome.
For a big game, I mean, the most stress we had was the pregame.
Yes.
I mean, it was like after a drive or two, it was party time. It was party time.
The craziest part of that run is I got more confident as they played tough teams.
Yes.
Like, we were all worried about the Falcon game when Nick's first start, and then I felt good. And I felt great by the time we got to the Patriots, even though that was obviously the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look. So, listen, Super Bowl or bust, I mean, I got to be honest with you. With the talent that we have assembled, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. We have to strike while the iron's hot. Now, if it's one, great. If it's multiple, great. But we're in a window now where it's all day Super Bowl until it's not.
I love it.
So I have to be on board, one, with the youth. And to Ike's point when he first jumped on, what's galvanizing this club right now is defense, man. It is the defense.
Because it is a necessity, as we've learned around here.
Joe, you are so smart today, Joe. I was just going to pivot and go right at Hugh. And be like, Hugh, I don't know about this defense. Mm-hmm.
Come on, big fella.
Why am I catching strays? I'm letting you cook.
He's cooking you is what he's doing.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, Josh, what do you got for us for a for ComboCon? Multi-talented individual. We got some good answers so far. What do you got?
Multi-talented individual. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep it right here in this beautiful city that we all love. Benjamin Franklin, my man.
Ben Franklin. Wow, we're going old school. We had Leonardo da Vinci earlier. Now we're going Ben Franklin. Josh, we appreciate it. What do you think of that answer, Hugh? Ben Franklin.
All we know is electricity.
Well, and the bifocals. I think he invented bifocals.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he's a founding father of the country. I mean, that's a politician.
Yeah, a lot of women's, too.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's a fact. He had a lot of women.
Hugh, can we count that as part of the
I'm just saying, because when, like,
that's a talent.
Because he juggled all the women's.
Shaq was a great answer.
Shaq's a very good answer.
That's a good answer.
The rapper, the actor.
All of that.
And now he's going to – how about that?
And every other commercial.
He will accept any commercial.
Shaq gummies now. Like, for real gummies.
Yeah, don't surprise me.
No, I mean, like –
Shaq got his hands in everything.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, not the kind that I like. The other kind.
Oh,
the good
candy gummies.
Candy gummies.
Yeah, I thought you meant he had his dispensary or something.
I don't
even think Shaq reads the contracts when they bring him to him. He just signs it.
Yeah, he has Shaq gummies.
Yeah, I'll never say anything.
Well, it definitely wouldn't have been – not beneath him to have a
gummy shop.
Well, dispensary, because, I know Shaq now.
Yeah.
He might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't, he's going to have one soon. Today, we're live from Chickies at Pete's. It's never too early to book that holiday party. Book now for November or January. Chickies, get a party upgrade. Details online, chickiesatpete's.com. All right, coming up, your phone calls, ComboCon. Last chance to hop in. Our final qualifier will be chosen in the next segment. 215-592-9494. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season? And we got to throw this at Ike on the other side. 2022 Eagles, 2024. Which team is better? Is this team better than the one that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago? We'll discuss it next. Midday show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. We want you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.